This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there completely free. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, as always, you can take control, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Let's jump right into your phone calls about what you want. John is calling from Chile. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Meg, I'm Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, John?
I want to tell you about what we're doing here in Chile about cannabis activism.
About what activism?
This cannabis with pot.
Oh, cannabis.
Oh, cannabis.
Yeah.
Weed.
Tell us about
it. We're organizing a march for May. We expect like 12,000 people. And,
nice.
Well, as you always say on Free Talk Live, that it's really hard to do activists outside of the Free State Project or New Hampshire. I'm having a lot of trouble in the organization, so I would like to have your advice. Like,
well, I've never done anything that's... I mean, if you've got 12,000 people saying they're coming, you are way ahead
of
me. We're doing. How did you manage to get 12,000 people to RSVP for something?
It's not so hard. We start in Facebook, but the issue is that with the people that we have in Chile is not so compromised with the cause. Like there, we have 12,000 people on the street marching, smoking. But when we have some trial and some people is going to jail, there are two or three people in the public.
So I see what you're saying. Let me see if I can recap here, because there is a bit of a language barrier, so correct me if I've got anything wrong. You're saying it's no problem to get 1,000 plus 12,000 people to come out, march through the streets, and smoke pot. But to actually have them show up at a courthouse to defend or to stand with somebody, to back somebody up, to give somebody moral support who has been arrested, you're saying very, very few want to get involved in that.
Exactly. That is my current issue on the cause in Chile. So if you can give your advice to us about it.
Boy, that is a great question.
It seems like you've got a big pool from which to draw there. It seems like a lot of people care about this issue, at least enough to come and march and smoke. Have you tried talking one-on-one to them at these marches and saying, hey, there's this trial going on in such and such a place at such and such a time. Can I count on you to be there?
Or you could make the march end at one of these trials.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
Yeah. We'll have to try that through Facebook. And the other question I have for you is, how can I get more in touch with the Free State Project from here, like from using internet, which Twitters to follow, how we can get more in touch with you?
Oh, well, if you're talking about the Free State Project, you can just go to freestateproject.org, and there's a contact page there. They also have a forum as well that might be of use. But to jump back real quick to the issue of how do you get more people to get involved in courtroom activism, I think the root issue might be the concern that people have over being identified and being able to be singled out as somebody who is a target. If you've got 12,000 people in the streets, you've got safety in numbers. So you become an anonymous part of a crowd. It's a relatively anonymous part of a crowd of people if you're participating in something like that. So, for instance, we've seen that happen here in Keene. To a much smaller extent. Talked before about how in Keene in late 2009, the 420 celebration started up. They went through in 2010. They've started up again this year now that the weather's getting pretty nice out. And so people are out in the central square in Keene, New Hampshire, and they're smoking cannabis in the park there at 420 in the afternoon on a regular basis. And that event had at one point grown to over 100 people attending, which is, that's a lot of people for this little town. But most of those folks have never shown up at a trial. But then again, most of them have never been invited to show up at a trial. So that might be one issue of, communicating that these things are happening, getting the information into their hands, and then encouraging them, hopefully having friends of theirs attending so they'll know someone who's going and also want to come because their friends are coming, because, there's a social aspect to it as well. But it may make sense that people would be wary about that, in, given that in a trial or in a courtroom, they're going to be much more identifiable. They're going to be, you know, on video, for instance, of the court video cameras. And maybe they're paranoid. But it might be interesting to ask people and say, hey, look, you know, I've seen you out at all these events that we have, but you've never come to one of the trials. Why is that? Maybe they'll tell you that, oh, I didn't know it was happening. Well, how can we get you to know? How can we keep you in the loop with this information? What can we do to help you come to one of these things? Because volunteers are, well, what they are. I mean, they're not getting paid, right? So you've got various different issues that surround getting activists to come out and do things, not the least of which is that they've got other things vying for their precious time, like leisure activities that don't risk them getting arrested, their families, and their jobs. So, got to get the information into their hands and then come up with reasons for them to actually overcome their fear and come out and do it. And it's scary going to court. Man, when you've never been there before and you've got people like up here, we don't stand for the judge. Actually, this recent trial of Bob Constantine, they bring the jury in. We've been standing for the jury. And then when they call for the judge to come in, everybody sits down. It's kind of funny. But for somebody who's brand new, and I remember this, it was very nerve-wracking, the idea of staying seated at this trial. So for other people, it may just be nerve-wracking, the idea of even going into a courtroom. I mean, nobody likes being in court. So
they know what happens there.
Yeah, so it's not an easy task that you have at hand. But if you do have 12,000 prospects, I'd say you should be able to get, I don't know, 10 of them to show up at court.
Yeah, and I'd also say the mooch factor is pretty high with crowds like this.
Mooch factor.
Yeah, just say they're going to have a pizza party beforehand or something like that. That'll usually work.
A pizza party before the trial?
Yeah, and then have
everybody.
You want
to do it afterward?
Oh, well, whatever.
Because otherwise then you just come eat the pizza and then never go to the trial. Right?
Yeah, but either way, have a party or offer something.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I have another activist from Valparaiso asking me, how do you get the media so involved in your cause?
The media?
Yeah.
You become the media.
Well, yeah, that's a great point, Mae. You have to create your own media, first and foremost. You have to have video footage of the things that are happening at your activism events and make sure it's interesting. If somebody just speechifying is not as interesting as somebody getting arrested for something. So there's different levels of attractiveness or sexiness of video footage. And if you've got useful video footage, then other news organizations will want to use that video footage in their reports because they weren't there and they didn't get it, so they'll use yours. But also building a media list is important as well. So if you've got a certain area in which you do things, as we do here, you want to reach out to folks in the media and say, hey, you know, we've got this news release list. We'd like to send things to you once in a while. And actually, we don't use it as often as we really should. We've got a list here in Keene, and we only send things when one of us thinks to send something to it. It's not an automatic thing. Like, I have to think, oh, this would be good to post to the media list. Because otherwise, we're just posting things to the blog all the damn time. And if I posted every one of those to the media list, then they would get overwhelmed with content and they'd want it to be shut off. So use it seldomly. Make sure you post your best stories to that list. But you have to invite people to it. You have to get them to opt in. Don't just add a bunch of email addresses to your list and think they're going to care about you. You have to kind of prove you're relevant first to them by getting out and doing the activism and creating that content, maybe putting it on a blog, and then inviting them to join to keep up to date with you. And that may actually encourage them to do more reporting on you in the future. So if you kind of build a relationship to some extent with the local media, that helps. I hope that helps and answers your question, and I thank you for the call all the way from Brazil.
No, appreciate that was Chile.
Oh, Chile. Yeah, you're right. Chile. Thanks. 1-800-25. I'm glad someone's paying attention.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
All right, so 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up – I got the continent right.
Yeah, you're right on the same continent.
It's close that American schooling is showing, Ian.
All right, we'll continue here with your phone calls. Right. If you bring up anything.
It's hard for Americans to even know where Chile is. We haven't been at war with them.
Now, I know Brazil is on the west coast, right, of South America?
Yeah, a good portion.
The real skinny country.
The east coast, actually. Chile is the west coast, and that's the real skinny one.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
Only 12 days till Easter. I gave up dust bunnies for Lynn. I'll be here a week.
This has been Larry's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies. We need a star.
Cassie Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Orecacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
Emma. Don't forget, we invite you to our website. You can enjoy the features there for free. Listening options are available. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, get information about our great radio stations that air the show from coast to coast, and our satellite options like XM and our free-to-air satellite channel, listening lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, and our webcam. Go get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com.
You know, on Free Talk Live, we talk about gold and silver all the time, whether it's for an investment or for getting it for barter currency in case things go south with the economy, or as a hedge against inflation. Gold and silver, it's hot on everybody's mind right now. That's silver and gold have been quite volatile today. There's been a dip, and, you know, no better time to buy than on the dip. I think it's going to continue to go up. That's my personal opinion.
What's it down to? I haven't been paying attention.
Well, I saw silver, you know, shoot up to 42 and then down to 40. And so
that's the dip, just down to 40?
Yeah, like late last year, it was like 25 or something.
Crazy.
Ian, you said you got some at 7.
No, it was 9.
Nine.
Got some at 9, got some more at like 18, and then more at 30.
Yeah, I bought a bunch at 14, and then I've just been buying. I mean, I bought some at 35. I'm of the opinion that it's going to continue to go up, and, you know, I mean.
But it may not. You never know.
You never know. It's just an opinion, and I could get caught holding the bag of mercury dimes like anybody else. But I don't think that's the case. You know, and I think the people that are going to be caught holding are people that are caught holding Federal Reserve notes, personally. So if you want to get some silver, I think the best and cheapest way to do that is to go to silver.freetalklive.com and check out the offerings we have there, Midas Resources. They'll freeze the rate that you get it at. They'll ship it to you. It takes 3-4 weeks or whatever it is to get it out to you. But it'll be frozen at the rate at which you you got it at. Also, they have an opportunity for you to do layaway. If you go to silver.freetalklive.com, there's a telephone number there, and you can do layaway with them by calling that number, saying you've heard this on Free Talk Live that they offer layaway. You can put 20 coins or pieces on layaway and then pay them off weekly if you get paid weekly, or biweekly if you get paid biweekly. As soon as it's paid off, they'll send it to you. That rate is also frozen at the rate at which you reserve it at. Now's the time to do it, people. This is like taking out an option. This is an option put for people with small potatoes. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. We also have gold there in case you're more of a gold bug.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Jimmy, listening in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jimmy.
Good evening.
Hey, Jimmy, what's on your mind tonight?
I had a question. I would say that most activists carry a video camera with them. Would you say that to be true?
I don't know if most...
It's a good idea, but I don't know if most do.
I don't know if most activists do, but yeah, it's a fine idea. And of course, you can say that many cell phones count as video cameras. So I certainly have a cell phone with a video option, but I do not tote around a camcorder everywhere I go.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I just wanted to clear that up. Because my thought and thing about carrying a video camera to your advantage is that a state or in the federal government could say, well, okay, we're going to play your game also and put video cameras on each street corner and violate our privacy.
They are putting cameras on street corners in many places.
Yeah, and the government doesn't really work like that. The government's looking to expand in intrusiveness. And just because they put cameras on they're going to put cameras on the corners of streets if nobody does anything about it, whether or not activists carry cameras.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Was it your suggestion? Were you suggesting that they were doing it in response to activism?
Well, yeah. I don't think there's any evidence of that.
Yeah, it's been going on a lot longer than even the Free State Project. I know.
Right.
Like the cameras in London have been up for years, so.
Right, and I understand that, but, more and more, people, kids, 10 years old, that are carrying cell phones and digital cameras and video cameras also. You know, you see a lot of kids with skateboards getting kicked out of parks and malls that, it's just, I think it's something for the future. Like, maybe in 5 years, there's going to be more cameras everywhere, and that, they could use that against us when we're using it against them today.
Well, I don't know what you mean by
use cameras against us if we are if you're referring to activists. But what I'm saying here is that it doesn't matter to them whether you have a camera or not. Doesn't matter as to whether or not they're going to put up cameras.
Right.
They want cameras. Mm-hmm. They want cameras on the street corners.
Red
they
light
want
cameras,
them in your house.
Speeding
they
cameras.
Want them on your face while you're driving. They want to know
right.
every bit of. They want your drop of blood. They want the DNA of your cat. They want all that information because the government. That's what they do. They store, collate information.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I'm not for the government putting up cameras all over the place.
No.
I certainly don't want that, but,
Meg's right. They have been doing it for a long, long time. Certainly governments have been interested in collecting data ever since there have been governments, and so this is just a new way for them to do that.
Yeah, just as technology develops, I mean, everybody... be it activists or governments, is going to employ the new technology.
Yeah, essentially we're using their tools against them.
Yeah.
Or using their tools to protect ourselves from them. Because the video camera, as Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano put it, is the new gun.
Yeah.
The camera is the new gun.
It's not necessarily going to be used in a violent manner or even meant to be used as an intimidating manner. It's just more of your own protection. It's like when people
That's
see
right.
you have a gun, they're probably not going to try and stab you.
In the same way, government bureaucrats behave differently mm-hmm. when there are cameras around.
And I'd like to point out that I've thought about this in the past. And once you have that camera that's sort of always on you and then streaming to the internet at all times so that you have the footage of everything that goes on in your life, even if you don't share that with anybody, because a lot of people would want to, do that as sort of people imagine themselves as stars in their own little life play, and they'll mm-hmm. put that stuff out there for people to see. You wouldn't have to do that.
Watch me eat dinner.
You could just load it up to an account, and at that point, imagine what it's like for the carjacker or the robber or whomever. If their face is caught on film, it's going to change the face of crime in this country. I think that it'll diminish it greatly.
Yeah, and it is already contributing to diminishing the crime that we experience on behalf of the government and the criminal acts in which they involve themselves in. It certainly hasn't stopped it. It certainly hasn't really slowed it significantly.
But it has come in handy in defending people in cases and stuff like that when they can show the video.
Absolutely. Our friend Pete Eyre from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org, when he was arrested in the courtrooms here in Keene, New Hampshire, for having a hat on, he was on our cameras the entire time. And theirs, but theirs don't capture audio.
Yeah.
And so we caught the entire situation. Had we not had two cameramen in that room, and when I say cameraman, one guy brought his video camera, the other guy just happened to have his cell phone. The guy with the cell phone actually got the better shot of the cop putting his knee on Pete's head, this completely unnecessary use of force on the part of the police. The cops ended up dropping those charges that they'd levied against Pete.
They could have said anything otherwise.
Well, and they completely lied on their description
That's
of
right.
what happened.
But so it was because of our video cameras that we were able to overcome that and make that aggression go away. It didn't stop the aggression. But it made it go away eventually, so it's better than it otherwise would have been. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We gave you, give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. To get signed up for either our email updates or Twitter or Facebook, all of them are there, and they're all completely free. News.freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you do the Facebook thing, then there's a good chance you might win some stuff. Because sometimes, Mark, you like to give away stuff on our Facebook.
Yeah, there's going
to
be VeggieTales DVDs being given away.
We've
on
got
Facebook.
More.
I have several more.
All right.
Do you want to give away one tonight?
Well, yeah. Let's do that. People like these things. We're not going to do it right now, but coming up later on.
Yeah, and if please go to facebook.freetalklive.com, like our page, and you'll have a chance to win. I've been doing it, basically giving them away between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern, which means that if you're listening on the podcast and you're getting this message late, hey, go like anyway, because you're liable to win anyhow.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
We continue with your calls. Brian, listening in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
LRN.FM, when you click on the thing to watch you guys, a BP propaganda ad pops up every time saying how good of a job they did cleaning up out there and shows people feeding on the toxic food and everything.
Well, that's probably Ustream that would be doing that. The provider that we have sending video over the internet is not a, I guess, a cheap proposition, and so they like to put advertisements in there. There are ways to defeat ads with certain browser extensions, by the way.
And also, when you're dealing with a show like Free Talk Live or any other talk show, everybody's got a little piece of the pie, you understand? There's Free Talk Live. We get some of our ads to sell. Midas Resources or Genesis Communications Network, they get some of our ads to sell. The local radio station gets some of our ads to sell. If we're on, you know, somebody's private, you know, internet radio station, their stream or whatever, they may insert ads.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend you defeat the ads because, you know, those guys, you know, did pay to be there. We don't get a chunk of it, though, by the way. That's just essentially paying
to do
for
with
the,
us. But right, I'm just pointing out that, you know, calling us and telling us about it, other than, you know, it's interesting, like we have no control over it, whatever.
Right. The only control we would have would be to go to a different video streaming service or pay through the nose to make those ads go away. And I just, right now, you know, we just can't afford to do that.
Yeah, plus I'm at the point now where, you know, anything that I really know I fundamentally disagree with in a commercial, like the Army commercials or anything that comes up, I can pretty much ignore it. So.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to share?
I just wanted you guys to know that in case you didn't know. And the cameras, like, I'm from Vegas, and they have cameras, like, on every single intersection out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's the future for the rest of the country. It's just, it's spreading. You know,
doesn't have to be.
It's sad that the red light cameras in particular, they tend to cause more accidents than they save people from. I mean, the idea being that red light cameras are going to keep people from running red lights and thereby save lives. But in fact, what they do is municipalities find that people find out that where the cameras are, and then they'll begin slamming down their brakes at those intersections in order to avoid getting the ticket, and then they'll, you know, people will slam into those people from behind. The best way to handle an intersection is to look, you know, at the intersection, see what's going on, look at your situation behind you, and proceed through it. Even if you have a green light, you can't act like, you know, you're safe.
Well, of course, all that's true, Mark, but it won't stop them from continuing to expand video cameras. In some cases, they may have stopped the red light cams. Maybe they then turn them into speed cams or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not going to go away. They're not going to stop installing cameras. They're going to install more and more and try to observe you in more and more places, inside your home in some cases. They were talking about doing this. I think it was in Houston where Houston where they're doing the drones. They're flying drones around in the sky.
Well, you know, I'm almost for the speeding cameras, not because I want people to get tickets, but, you know, if in fact they give out these tickets on a, you know, an equal basis to everybody with these speed cameras, then everybody's going to have to go the speed limit. And if everybody goes the speed limit, then what you're going to find is the speed limit is darn slow and that people want to go faster. And then they'll put pressure on the politicians in order to get...
Well, that's awfully speculative, Mark.
Well, plus, I doubt if...
Texas just raised their speed limit.
I doubt if everybody would get a ticket, because I can guarantee if any, like, cop, fireman, anybody drove through that speeding, even just, like, in their normal car.
I don't know. The world would they know if a cop in their normal car, I mean, they might have a system for going and getting a ticket thrown out, like,
well,
you know,
probably.
It'd come up with, like, their name, because they'd have to send the ticket, right?
Yeah.
It would come up with their name and address, and they'd see that it was one of their buddies.
What about
their
wife?
It'd likely be automated, though.
Yeah, true.
I know some states have laws where you can't wear a mask, you know. I don't know. I guess that's kind of an option, you know, when they have the cameras everywhere, just kind of wear some kind of a ski mask kind of thing.
Well, the problem is that they don't care whether or not you were driving. They're going to ticket whomever it is that's on the driver's registration. So it wouldn't matter.
Do you think wearing the ski mask or, like, the burqa kind of thing is, like, a Fourth Amendment thing or free right to privacy or what?
It's an interesting question.
I don't think you're going to do it for very long. The fact is, wearing a mask is generally uncomfortable. And
it's generally considered, you know, like, you could be a bank robber, and people get very upset about that.
Yeah. Masks make people very, very upset. Up here in New England, I've noticed that, you know, people will sometimes on the street be wearing ski masks.
When it's cold.
Yeah. When it's really cold, people, you know, like, cyclists and things like that, especially.
Yeah, I wear a scarf on my face whenever I ride my bike in the cold, and people always think I'm going to rob them when I walk into a store, and I'm just like, it's very, very cold out, and my nose is dripping, so...
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So they're doing this medical, speaking of ski masks, they're doing this medical marijuana hearing on Thursday here in New Hampshire in the Concord State House. This is the medical marijuana bill that has passed the state legislature, the House, not the Senate. And the Senate's hearing this particular piece of legislation. Now, I was told today that this is like the weakest, most pathetic medical marijuana bill that has ever been written. But, you know, it's probably still the step in the right direction. So I'm debating with myself. Well, I've been traveling all over the damn place this week already. Maybe I should go up to the State House and put in an appearance on behalf of New Hampshire Organized Criminals. Because NHOC, the New Hampshire Organized Criminals, is very upset about this medical marijuana provision. You know, they have for a long time been the exclusive provider of medical marijuana, and they've been able to make a lot of money off of people with, you know, crippling diseases, wheelchair-bound folks. And it's an outrage that the state government would consider taking food out of our children's mouths, because, you know, organized criminals have families too, and we need to make money as well. And so how dare the New Hampshire state government consider this? I mean, I haven't written out any notes, so just kind of off the top of my head, but to kind of come in and do a little bit of street theater. And I actually had some...
I'm sure the politicians just love you.
They did, actually. When I went there and I did this before, they thought it was very amusing. And, of course, I don't think it's funny. I think that that they're taking very lightly a very serious issue. But if that's what it takes to get the, you know, to get the message through, I think that it could be useful. I think street theater is a very useful political tool. But I was thinking maybe I should take it to the next level and actually wear a balaclava or a ski mask into the into the chamber and just sit there with a ski, because they make you wait until it's your turn to speak, and just kind of sit there in the chamber with a ski mask on until
you
finally get up.
Like the very old fashioned stereotypical like gangster look, you know, with the whole bandana. And
I've got a pinstripe suit for tomorrow.
Yeah. it'd be wonderful. Just
I don't even know that he could wear it. He's taller than I am. It's skinny. I don't.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you would like. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives, to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there for free. If you like the show, you appreciate the fact that we give you the website free. Become an amplifier. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or use your Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Send in $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up today. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum and podcast, and more. Get signed up. Learn more. amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls about anything, and then we'll hopefully get back to the story about educational sins of the forced education system. But first, we go to Chris, listening in Maryland. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Chris.
I'm not listening to the show live. I'm currently in a parking garage in Annapolis, Maryland. But I've listened to the past few minutes of your show, but I want to bring up a new topic.
Sure.
The other day you guys were talking about atheists, particularly evangelical atheists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily agree with that term, but I guess I am one. So...
Well, what does it mean, then, to be an evangelical atheist if you think you are?
No, he thinks he's not.
He says he thinks he is an evangelical atheist.
He doesn't like the term, though.
Right.
Yeah. Strong atheist, maybe. That's a term I've heard before.
Well, isn't a strong atheist a person who is certain that there's no God? Couldn't one be certain that there's no God without blabbing it all over the place?
I suppose. It's just evangelical... The definition has to do with spreading the word of God.
I don't know. I mean, evangelical to some extent just means spreading the word, doesn't it? I mean, I've heard it used in that fashion.
As in to evangelize?
Yeah. So, you know, spreading the word, like there's a difference between believing something and...
No, he's right. Evangelize to preach the gospel to convert to Christianity. So
is that the only definition?
Those are the first two, yeah, two of two.
And I know evangelical is like a certain sect of Christianity. They have evangelical churches.
Special term.
There is another one, the intransitive verb, I guess, version to advocate a cause with the object of making converts. So, yes, there is a non-churched definition, but it's not the primary one.
Well, Ian, just because it's not the primary definition does not mean it's not the definition.
I understand that, but there are certain connotations to words, as
absolutely,
we know.
Absolutely, there are. Right. And so I'm going to stand by that now that the dictionary's backed me up. But, you know, what I mean by it when I see evangelical atheist is I don't mean somebody who thoroughly believes what they believe. I mean somebody who goes out and talks about what they believe with other people.
We could call it a pushy atheist instead.
You could, yeah. You like pushy better?
I guess.
Okay.
to expand on why I believe being a pushy atheist, why I am one.
Okay.
Because I've had many arguments with family members, friends, colleagues on atheism versus religion. And it all comes down to, I think it's pretty much intertwined with my views with anarcho-capitalism, libertarianism, things like that.
Okay.
I think in order to have a very a good view of the world, a logical view, that you have to be logical. And I think that religion is pretty much inherently illogical. So if you allow that into your allow that to be part of your thought process, then you're being illogical. And I'm not trying to be like Mr. Spock or anything, but it just seems like it would badly influence people. In certain ways, such as Christianity. Not all religions.
Is it possible that not all religion what?
Not all religions. I'm mostly against organized religion myself.
Even though religion itself is illogical.
At that point, your point doesn't make any sense. You're saying that it's about illogic, and the fact is all religion would be contrary to what is commonly called logic today. Religion is a faith-based sort of belief system. So why is it that, you're deviating. In fact, you have targeted certain types of religions, the organized religions. Why do you deviate?
Well, basically, it's the unorganized religion. People generally don't have a set belief in God like organized religion does. I'm trying to think like
I'm
getting all confused here now.
Yeah, clearly.
People, hold on, just stop for a second. What don't you like? I mean, you're going out, you're talking to people, you're evangelizing, at least to your family and friends. I haven't heard you say that you bother strangers on the street, but, you're doing this. Why are you doing it? Something's got your teeth on edge. I'll tell you while you think about it. I'll tell you what makes me go after Christianity on a regular basis. I grew up Christian. I taught Sunday school. My mom, made me go to church. She sent me to a Christian school from kindergarten through eighth grade. I internalized all this information. Finally, when I did, I ended up in prison at a portion of my life. I was, at my wit's end, the foxhole situation. I really believed in Christianity. And what I found was, I felt lied to and misled, and I feel like churches or the churches that I experienced were really just hidey holes for Republicans to live their little lives and exclude other people. They were the do-gooders of America, living in their little churches and excluding everybody. It was an exclusionary group. I don't like those people because of the lies they told me and the nonsensical stories that I was given that made me feel all kinds of guilt in my life.
Hello?
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Yeah. I actually have, other than the prison part, I've never been to prison myself, had a pretty similar experience. I was raised as a Roman Catholic, then a Protestant, and
what's your goal with all this?
Yeah, so you're mad at them, and I understand this, and this is something I'm working on for myself, is you know, what's the worst part about somebody who has a religion? And for me, it is that they want to share it with you.
See, for me, it's a feeling like I'm going to insult them by saying I don't believe in it. Like, I always feel bad. Like, I'm creating this division between me and somebody else, and I've somehow insulted, you know, their whole life basis because I don't believe in their
religion.
So
you'd rather stay away from the topic?
Yeah, I'm agnostic for a reason. Like, yeah. Nobody's proven anything to me at any point, and I've never experienced anything of a spiritual nature on my own, so I'm...
Everybody's met the guy, whether he's come knock on your door or whatever, that wants to talk to you about his religion and share how important it is to him. Now, this person cares deeply about you because they're trying to save you from the fires of hell, I'd like to say. But, that same thing, most people just don't want to hear it. God, it's annoying. Please stop. You know, I don't want to hear about this. And for me, that's what the worst part is. And I would have to say it's likely the same way when somebody's trying to share atheism.
Yeah,
I tend to have more in common with an atheist than I do with somebody who believes in organized religion. So it wouldn't bother me as much. But I want more to know, why does the atheist or the evangelical atheist, or for that matter, the evangelical Christian, feel like they want to share?
Well, most of the time, I'm usually on the defensive.
Then you're not evangelical.
Yeah, so you're not starting the conversations?
Most of the time, no.
Okay, then you're not. Sorry, you don't qualify as a pushy atheist.
If you're like me, you throw out little jabs now and then to family and friends, just saying, "Hey, that's a pretty silly story," or whatever, you know, just in average conversation. But if you're not starting the conversation, you're not evangelical. You just believe what you believe, and you won't back down from it.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And you'd probably like to, you know, stir it up at the family dinner parties.
The part that confuses me, though, is that there are evangelical atheists out there, and one understands why Christians are evangelical. They're worried about your eternal soul going to hell.
Yeah, but what about the atheists? Why does
the atheist care?
Yeah. He wants to increase logic in the world.
Yeah, it always just seems like they're just trying to be insulting. Every time I've had a conversation with an atheist, it just comes off as like, well, if you don't really care, then what are you doing other than insulting me? Yeah. You know?
Maybe you could explain that to us at 800-259-9231. But right now we've got to give you a VeggieTales DVD, which of course is, you know, a little bit Christian.
Oh yeah, they're Christian.
Maybe a lot Christian.
Hey, you know, I don't think they shove it down your throat though. At least I don't know all the VeggieTales products out there, but my son has a book and I find it mild.
Well, this one is the 'Twas the Night Before Easter. It's a DVD and it's going to be yours if you call in now at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. And who could not like anthropomorphic vegetables? 603-435-1105. Call in now. First caller gets it. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.